Well, I'm very, very keen that we should make sure that we put a real focus on how humanitarian aid workers right around the world, wherever they come from, they are not a target. This was something which was very strongly articulated at the World Humanitarian Summit, which took place in May 2016 in Istanbul, which brought together the world, the stakeholders for humanitarian affairs right across. And one of the main issues that we wanted to put out as a result of that was how the protection of aid workers, and particularly in the medical field, are absolutely paramount. People are putting themselves at great risk, often with enormous skills, to reach people in need in some of the most dangerous environments in protracted crises right around the world. And at the moment, humanitarians are operating in something like 40 countries across the world, and they are often there for many, many years, despite often insuperable difficulties for others to be able to reach them.
Now, last year you asked the great and the good assembled here at UN headquarters to act with courage and conviction. Did they?
Well, I think it's fair to say that at every point there is forward momentum. So yes, whether it's member states, whether it's humanitarian aid workers, whether it's those of us who are engaged in the coordination of making sure humanitarian relief reaches those who need it most, all of us have continued to apply a sense of strength and determination and absolute courage and conviction, because there is, to be completely clear, there is no higher international public good than seeking to save the lives and protect the civilians who, through no fault of their own, find themselves caught up in crisis. This is a set of mutual interests, mutual obligations. It underpins the values we have as fellow human beings on this planet, and I think that it's very important in World Humanitarian Day that we give people the chance, the space and the focus just to pause, to give these ideas the thought that they deserve, to underpin and support those who are going to be able to carry out this work.
The hashtag Not a Target campaign focuses on vulnerable civilians, and as you've just said, the humanitarian workers who are doing so much to try and provide help and protection. But isn't the problem for the UN that there's little more that we can do than to try to persuade perpetrators of violence and war and power-hungry politicians to just change their ways?
Of course, it's about persuasion, and we should never give up. We should never be deterred. Yes, there will be knockbacks. Yes, more disputes, more terrible conflict, more terrible violence will occur, both within and between peoples and states. But what we have to be absolutely clear about is that it is worth the effort every day to try and save lives and to make sure that we are protecting civilians, particularly in conflict. But also remember that there is a real need to recognise that we have the capacity to make a difference, but it requires both political will, yes, it requires resources of the willing, and it requires access, and for us to have relationships with all the various players so that we can have access to meet the people of need.
You said that there's never enough funding. I mean, how do we stop a sense of hopelessness, if not cynicism, from creeping in and overwhelming us on the humanitarian front?
This is a fantastic investment. We know that if you leave humanitarian need or poverty unaddressed, it has the potential to be exploited by those of malign intent, of those who are not interested in the peace, security, and the individual growth and community and family growth of people around the world. It's absolutely vital that we recognise that we don't address it today. The higher cost in the future will simply be there to be borne by future generations. So we owe it to future generations as well as to ourselves for a safer, securer world. So it's in all our mutual interests to not only in the cause of peace and security, but also in the values of doing the right thing by our fellow human beings, because by doing that we are likely to have the best chance of making a more peaceful, more prosperous, a more dignified, and a world which is going to be one where everybody gets the chance to live out their potential.